Started discussing last week the Achanas of Erev Shabbos of Yom Shishi. Even though we've been discussing for the past already few weeks, maybe even months already, discussing the Avodah of general, the Achana during the 6 days of the week. We began discussing last Erev Shabbos, the Ikar Avodah of Achana and Erev Shabbos. The Ikar Avodah of Achana for Shabbos really begins on Erev Shabbos, and it's before Shapasik. The Yibi Yom Shishi, Mechino Asher Yivu, when it talks about the Mon, the main day that they began preparing for Shabbos, the main day that we find the concept of Achana in the Torah, is on the day of Erev Shabbos. We mentioned in the Arizal last week that even though we've been discussing, again, for the past few weeks, that it's Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, and that represents Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's one Avodah. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the other Avodah, moving from Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, moving from Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. Nevertheless, really, all of them come and culminate into the Avodah of Yom HaShishi, which is the Avodah of Midas HaYisoid. And Midas HaYisoid is called all the other Midas on top of it. So it has Chesed, Gvur, Tferes, Netzach, Chayin. It has Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi. And then it's all Koil on Yom HaShishi. And Memela, even though every day really has one Inyan, and really the Ikar Inyan of Yom HaShishi is Machshava, is really his Boininus, is really something which takes place, the Bittul which takes place in an internal way, and it's not connected really to the world of Dibur and Maisa. Nevertheless, Yom HaShishi has all three in it. And therefore, Avada, there's an aspect of Maisa, the simple practical Maisa of preparing for Shabbos, doing Hachanas, which we find all the Tanam and Amram were involved in physical, practical Hachanas for Shabbos. That's the Maisa. The Machshava is what we've been speaking about as the Ikar Avada of Yom HaShishi, which is the Avodah of Espatlos, that Avodah of the Machshavas of Bittul Ayesh, that Avodah of that takes place in the Pnimius takeaway, the Pnimius take Avodah of Yom HaShishi. And the third aspect is the aspect we're going to discuss today, which is the aspect of Dibur. So there's Sofer Machshava and Maisa we spoke about. And now at Eis Gimel, we're on page Sadi Tes. And Eis Gimel, he's going to describe what exactly the Dibur is, the specific Dibur of Yom HaShishi. Obviously, like Mishabur already writes, that everything a person buys, a person should say, L'kavet Shabbos. And we mentioned last week that the Ikar time a person should be shopping is an Erev Shabbos. And therefore, that's part of the Dibur, is just saying the words, L'kavet Shabbos. All the Achanas a person does, a person says L'kavet Shabbos. But this is specific Dibur that's more connected to Yom HaShishi than any other day of the week. And that's what he says in Eis, I think we're up to Eis Gimel on page Sadi Tes. He says, V'chelek HaDibur Hu. What's the chelek of Dibur? Loimer es parsha says, Shavua Shnai Mikra V'chatargam. The Ikar time, according to the Arizal, is to say Shnai Mikra. The Ikar time takes place on Erev Shabbos. Kenisker B'Gemara, the Chiv of Shnai Mikra V'chatargam. V'nisek B'Shulchan Aruch. Before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch, you have to say Shnai Mikra V'chatargam. Now, the Arizal Moina Ezeh, Kechelek Ikri Me'achana L'Kabbalas Erev Shabbos. The Arizal says not just a general halacha of Shnai Mikra V'chatargam, a general halacha of Liman HaTorah. Rather, it's a halacha in terms of a chana for Erev Shabbos. V'zel L'Shaini, there's a lashon Arizal. U'b'inyan Adibur V'alimud. When it comes to Dibur and Limud, Tzarech L'Kraya Kola Parsha Kula, to read the whole Parsha Shnai Mekav Echatargan. V'ariza Moisipa Magalulon V'zel L'Shaini, Kivin Shekvar Kora Adam Esa Parsha, Kvar Yesh Loi Koyach L'Kabal Tesefes Kedusha Shabbos. Zakta Arizal, Nach Shnai Mekav Echatargan. You say Shnai Mekav Echatargan, the Ikar time that the Arizal used to say was an Erev Shabbos, only after saying Shnai Mekav Echatargan. We'll see why, that this Dibur is the Shlemus of the Machshava Dibur and Maisa, but only after saying the Dibur, only after Shnai Mekav Echatargam, then a person is able to be, has the Achana, to be able to be Makabel, the Tosefes of Kedusha Shabbos happens after Shnai Mekav Echatargam. Meir Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, Rabbeinu Ariza, Chaim Vital said about his Rebbe, Ulechein Loi Hoya Toivel, he wouldn't go to the Mikvah, Koidim Sheikra Parsha, Zulosli Derech Mikra. Sometimes it happened that he would go to the Mikvah before, but generally the Ariza would wake up on Erev Shabbos, he'd do his regular Avoida, Nachatzais, he would say Shnai Mekav Echatargam, and once he finished the whole Parsha, Shnai Mekav Echatargam, only then did he go to the mikvah. Oyd meir Rabbeinu Chaim. Chaim Vital is also meir. Vayedoychik atzma the kreisa b'yom HaShishi. Right, many people have the minhag that they do one aliyah a day, and we'll talk about that in a second. In the Ara, many people do one aliyah a day. It's the easiest way to do it. You do one aliyah every day, and then you have a shishi you do on Erev Shabbos, you do shishi and shvi. But the Arizal didn't do that. The Arizal did the whole thing on Yom HaShishi. Vayoymer kizes soid. He said, this is the side v'hi b'yom HaShishi v'chinas asher yavo. This is the side of the pasuk of the chana. Asher yaviu is the dibur that takes place in Erev Shabbos, and the ikur dibur is shnei mekav echatargam. Zulasi. Sometimes it happened. If you were like, eza oinus gadol ma'id, a strong lashon, eza oinus gadol ma'id, that he wasn't able to do the whole shnei mekav in Erev Shabbos, ozze akara parsha shnei mekav echatargam, achar siyam tefila shachris, koidam su de shachris. Then he would do it after Tefillah Shachris, before the Suud of Shachris, Kamosh Tzivah Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lubanov, like Rabbeinu the Arizal was mitzavah to his children, that the Ikar time to do Shnei Mekav Echatargam is to do it on Erev Shabbos. If you just look down on the Ori, it says, Amnam Zeh Asa Arizal, and the Ori Ayin Gimel, Kasher Beglalo Aynes Godom Oid, Ulai Hispik Loimer B'yayim HaShishi. When he didn't have enough time. Avol Mishil Mechatchil Yadeh, which means when the Arizal was caught up in Avodas and Erev Shabbos and didn't have time, so he would do it Shabbos morning after davening. But somebody who knows the chetchil at the beginning of the week, it's not shaykh to do an Erev Shabbos, a short Erev Shabbos, or even if it's a long Erev Shabbos, practically he's not going to get to it. Shalo yachal ahasvik b'yayim ha-shishi, mutav shiyasa gedasa gro. Let him do like the Gros says, lo yimra b'chol yom yimei ha-shvua, chelak echon, m'shivis chalki ha-parsha. Every day do one aliyah, Then on Erev Shabbos, you do shishi along with shvi. Even though he didn't do it exactly the way that Rizal did it, so the whole thing in Erev Shishi, k'dasa Rizal, the person says it's not shayich, so it's better to do it prior to Shabbos, right? The best way to do it is that you should be finished Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum before you come into Shabbos. That's the Dibur, and that Dibur should be totally done, that Chana should be totally done before you come into Shabbos. The Iker way to do it is do L'Chatchil, the whole thing on Erev Shabbos, be able to do it. Right? This week's a short parsha, able to do it. It's on the 100 Psukim. Do the whole thing Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum on Erev Shabbos. Some weeks are longer, it's more difficult. You know, it's probably not going to be Shaykh. So then already you could start doing it during the week, and you can already do it during the week, but at least to be finished Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum before Shabbos. Again, if a person didn't do it, it's obviously there's ways. Should we discuss this? You could do it during laning, but the L'Chatchila is that this is part of the Achana. This is v'chino, like the Arizal's Megala, v'chino es asher yivo, is the Indian of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad, and therefore this is the Achana for Shabbos. It's not part of the Avodah of Shabbos itself. It's the Achana for Shabbos, and therefore a person wants to be finished Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum all before Shabbos, preferably again to do the whole thing in Yom HaShishi. So let's just see in Eis Dalet what the Pnimius of the Indian of Shnayim Mikra. He gives one short thing. We spoke about this before, like Ba'imer. We spoke by Rikas one Shabbos afternoon, about the Indian of Targum, the Indian of Zerah Kaddish, and the Indian of Bavli. We spoke one Shabbos afternoon by Rikas about the site of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and the Indian of Targum and the connection to like Ba'imer. And here he gives one akud of what we spoke about that night, that afternoon, this Indian of Shnayim Mikra. V'nevar kan ma'at v'pnimius Indian Shnayim Mikra v'echad Targum. What's this big Indian of Shnayim Mikra v'echad Targum? Again, it's halacha. You have to do it. Why do I have to do it twice the Mikra, once the Targum? What's the Indian dafka to do it in Yom HaShishi? Hinei b'chol pam she'adam kari divrei Torah u'zeich l'kalvas or Hashem Yisbarach. Any Torah that a person learns, regardless of whether it's Nigla or Nista, regardless of whether it's Bavli or Shalmi, regardless of whether a person saying Tehillim or Loni Chumash, any Torah that a person's involved in, u'zeich l'kalvas or Hashem Yisbarach atama b'chol milu b'Torah. The Or of the Rabban Hashem is hidden inside of all of Torah. The Gunza, the Rabban Hashem is Gunas, the Or of Gunas, like the Baal Shem Tov tells us, he was going to it inside of Torah. Every word of Torah is hiding underneath that lavush of the Torah, is hiding the Or of the Rabban Hashem. Amnam ha'or meir b'miyuchid ve'is kriyas ha'parsha. If you want to be able to be mechin for this Shabbos, the aura of this Shabbos is found in this week's parsha in Parsha Shemini. Ki aura Shabbos tamen ba'isa parsha. K'mayla hilchas chag b'chag. The same you have an avodah of shloishim yom kaidim l'chag. You learn the hilchas chag, and it's not just so that you know what to do, but the Svar Magdashim HaMagala, that there's an Indian, that the side of the Or of the Chag is hidden inside of the Halachas of the Chag and the Mesecht of the Chag. Right? So I was just so brought down. The Shemi Shmuel says that if a person has the ability to be able to learn to be able to learn the Pesach before the Yantif, obviously that's Lechatchila, to be able to learn every Pesach in general, Pesach before Pesach, to be able to learn every Pesach before that Yantif. And the Shem Yishmol said, if a person is learning Daf Yomi, and he has an option between Daf Yomi or the Pesach, he should stop the Daf Yomi and should take the Pesach before the Chag. He says the whole R of the Yantif is Nignaz inside of the R of the Pesach of the Yantif and the Lochas of the Yantif. And even though it's a Lavush, again, it's a Lavush Chichayni seemingly, the side of the Gemara, but when a person learns Megillah before Purim, and a person learns Pesachim, and a person learns Rosh Hashanah, and Yom and Sukkah, and even though it's not shaykh to finish the whole Masechta, but you go through a Perek every year, I learned from a Rebbe, Rizuka does every Yantif, to go through at least a Chiluk of the Masechta before it. Try to finish Arvi Pesachim, shaykh to finish from Purim till Pesach, you can finish the Arvi Pesachim, which is stam a very, very gushmaka Perek, finish Arvi Pesachim, then next year you can go to the first Perek, and the second Perek, you can work through Masechta Pesachim, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom and Sukkah. You have to do this before the Yom Tov is a big site before Shavuos. Many have the minhag to learn Saita, the Chabad, they do that Saita, is 49 blah. You can go through Masechta Saita. Some people learn Shavuos also, even though it's not connected, Shavuos and Shavuos, some people learn that also as a minhag. But every Masechta has it hidden inside of that Masechta, and every Shabbos has the same thing. You want to get the Or of Shabbos already before Shabbos. The way to get the Or of Shabbos before Shabbos is by laning the Parsha that's that week. Ulechein be'ez kriyas ha'parsha, be'yoyim ha'shishi adam zoich la'orim yuchedis. You're ready zoicha to the Orim yuchedis. Elo, so fine, so that's why I have to read the Parsha. I have to lay in the Parsha in Erev Shabbos, because that's where the Or of Shabbos is. The Or of Shabbos Parsha Shemini is not found anywhere other than in the laning of Parsha Shemini that I'm going to do in Erev Shabbos. Amnam, but then there's a chilek of Mikra and Targum. Ki ha'or shala Mikra, shubalashan ha'kodesh, hu or Hashem yizbarach shemagalaba behirus. That's Or of Torah shemekzav. That's the Or of the Rabban Hashem, which is behirus, which is clarity. The kula is galas elikos, that's all is galas elikos. That's the Or of the Rabban Hashem. Torah shemekzav is total gilui. The ilu ha'targum, hulashem ha'mutza. Targum is the in between, it's the bridge in between Ruchnius and the Olam HaGashmi, in between Torah Shebeksav and Torah Shebalpeh. That's the Indian of Targum. Ki af she'eino lashon goyim chas v'shalom. Targum is not regular lashon goyim. V'kol malkum ugam loy lashon kodesh mamish. Right, we mentioned before that in between every two madregas, you always have to have a mamutza, a bridge in between. And the madrega in between lashon HaKodesh and the 70 languages of the 70 umas ha'olam is the lashon of Targum. It's in between. It's not kodesh, but it's not even chol. And therefore, for example, Talmud Bavli is written with that. You find the Zohar Kaddish is written with that. It's Mamutz. It's the bridge in between, which is called Klipas Naiga. Who beside Klipas Naiga? We have Kedusha. We have Tumah. The Tumah is the Lashon of the Umas HaOlam. Kedusha is Lashon HaKodesh. And in between Lashon HaKodesh and the Umas HaOlam's Lashon is that Indian which is called Targum. Shu Klipas Shemimenu Nevem called Indian Rishos. It's Klipas Naiga, which is the Indian of Rishos. It's the great area in between the black and the white. Shehema Dvarim She'enim Asurim Avagamkan Inu Kodesh. It's not Asur, but it's not Kodesh. Vehinei. The whole Avodah, the Frat of Yom HaShishi, which is the culmination of the whole week, is to be able to schlep Shabbos into all 6 days of the week. To bring the 6 days of the week, that's the Avodah of Erev Shabbos, is to be able to bring the Or of the 6 days of the week, the Or of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, and to bring all 6 days of the week into Shabbos. How are you Magala, the Or, which is in the Or of Gashmi, when a person is able to be Magala, the Or of Laki, which is inside of all of Gashmi? That's the Indian of Klipas Naiga. As you elevate Klipas Naiga to the place of Kedusha, you're able to be Mavar, the white from the black, you're able to be Mavar, the Nitzis of Kedusha within Klipas Naiga, and then Klipas Naiga gets elevated, and now Targum is no longer just the Mutza in between. Targum now gets elevated that Zera Kaddish, the Panemius of Torah, is written Dafke in Targum. The first Zachi say is the Mikra. The first Zachi say is Torah Shavaksav. The first Zachi say is the Or of the Behirus, the clarity that's there. The Chivin Shemakol Mila Tomat Or Hashem Yisbarach. As you're reading every word in Parsha Shmini, you have in mind that every word that I'm reading is Tom on the Ur of the Hashem Yisbarach. And by reading it, by laying the Parsha, I'm being Magala the Ur of Alakos Bebehiris with clarity. Only Nach Shnai Mikra. Only after you go through the Mikra, then it's Shaykh Targum. And then the Avodah is now I'm going down a Madrega into the place of Klipas Noiga. The Avodah is to draw out the Ur, be able to be Magala the Ur, Afilu Betoichinian Gashmis. Even in Yanir Rishos, even in Gashmis, the Hainu Afilu Bedvarm Shaur Mustar Ma'at. Even in that place which the Or is hiding, you're able to do it. Omnam Omram Pamaya Mikra. We have to do Mikra twice, which means that's why you have to have Mikra and Targum. Why do I have to do Mikra twice? If you want to go down to Klipas Noiga, the only way you can do it is when you have Mikra twice. When you have double the amount, Kifli Kaflayim of Mikra, Nega, the Indian of Targum, when you have double the amount, which is it's Mevatel, the Indian of Targum, then I'm able to take the Chizik that I got from the Shnai Mikra, and then I'm able to go into Echa Targum. And even though there are different cheetahs exactly how to do it, some people do one time Mikra, one time Targum, the Iker way is Shnai Mikra, the Echa Targum, Shnai Mikra twice, and then the Echa Targum. I read the Mikra twice, I have the Or of the Behirus of Tereshib Iksav twice. Now it checked me to go to that place in Klipas Noiga and to elevate all of Klipas Noiga. Rak Oz, Efshel read this in Yonah Rishos, Lagalas Gam Sham, Esar Lakir Shabahem. Now I could go to Targum, now I could go one step over, now I could go down to Madrega, Mimagala the Arlaki within Klipas Noiga. Veskol Shaanu Oisin. Veskol Ze, Anu Oisin Kachano Lashabas, Kizuhi, Aurus Shabas. That is the Aur of Shabas, not Stam. This is the Aur of Shabbos. Shnayim Mikra Ve'echat Targum is the Tamsis of everything we've been discussing in the past few weeks. Shabbat, Kol Abriyah, Hagashmi Es Mesalah. Shabbos is the Aliyah of the Olam Hagashmi. Mesgala Aur Laki B'chol Davar. The Avoida of Yom HaShishi, the Avoida of all 6 days of the week, and the Avoida of schlepping Shabbos into the 6 days of the week is to be Megala the Aur Laki within the Olam Hagashmi, within the Inyan Rishos, within Klipas Noiga. I mean, the culmination, if you want to be able to be Makabal, like the Arizal said, that the Inyan of the Kedushas HaShabbos begins with Shnayim Mikra. Once you reach Shnayim Mikra, Ve'echat Targum, now you go to the Mikvah, now you're ready, we'll go on to the next time, which talks about the Indian of Tfilas Mikvah. Now you're able to get to the next Madrega after Shnayim Mikvah Targum, once you're able to be Magala the Or within Klipas Naiga.